It's Councillor, by Councillor Michael Lilly, please. Would you present your paper?
Madam Chair.
Hi there.
Sorry, Councillor Bailey.
We can see Councillor Barry's screen. Can he stop sharing his screen?
Councillor Barry, can you stop sharing your screen?
Will you tell me how?
Move your arrow down, Barry. If you click on the TV screen with a cross on it.
I'll turn the camera off.
No, no. Click on the box with the cross on it.
That's it.
He's done it.
We'll give a call. He's done it. Oh, that's it. Thank you. Okay, Councillor Lilly, you've got 5 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. The first thing I wish to do is amend the motion, my motion to delete item 2, which is that the motion, in fact, will just be that this council commissioner report and grant review of the island plan in light of revision required post-COVID-19, as the island plan still is draft, is not fit for purpose. Any such review should be subject to a full public consultation. I'm amending this as I believe a moratorium should be the ethical and moral thing to do in the context of COVID-19. But I accept that legally it would provide more advantage to large-scale developers, as they would have the right of appeal. I am writing to our MP to ask the Minister to consider a moratorium under COVID-19 restrictions, as members of local authorities have done in Wales. My inclusion of part of this was to particularly emphasise that the COVID pandemic has been the most traumatic national event since the Second World War, and the community has had to face a totally new experience of social isolation, social distancing and lockdown. Many have been furloughed from their jobs and have no idea what the future will bring. Many, especially the elderly and those with health issues, have shielded and only now making the steps back into the community. People are traumatised and simply exhausted. How in these circumstances can residents engage in any meaningful consultation, communicate their concerns and objections, and get their voice heard in regard to large developments next to where they live? Many are not online and cannot go to meetings collectively and have difficulty accessing support. The large developers have access to the expertise they need to argue their case online and in media fully. Residents do not and are facing poverty in the current crisis. Their human rights under the 1998 Human Rights Act are being infringed. They are totally disadvantaged. The reality is the planning process in the island is stacked heavily towards the developer and landowner, and the lack of clarity in the current and draft plan provides opportunity for developers to be in the driving seat. COVID-19 and the current disempowerment of residents to actively engage in the planning process just pour fuels on the bitterness many residents feel.
Can I bring
the phrase "cart before the horse" describes the current process that if you use Ryde as an example, Ryde Town Council is saying continually we need a road infrastructure for the whole town that is fit for the purpose and is in place before any large developments. Over 2,000 possible new houses are given permission or start. My residents are faced with a pending application for 2 new applications for up to 525 houses and still waiting for the controversial Pennyfeathers development. 3 of the developments state they have GP searches included, but never spoken to CCG at any time when grading surgery closed and 1,000 patients transferred to Ryde existing surgery. This is simply no joined up thinking. I wish members to support this motion COVID has changed everything. We are totally in a new situation. We have to stop and reconsider our housing needs, our jobs, our health. These private housing developments with an average cost of £350,000 plus, even with per house, with 20% reduction for affordability, are out of the pocket of Isle of Wight residents with a job, but many might not have a job in the future. Who will buy these homes? Second home owners, retirees from mainland with cash. We need to review the island plan urgently in the context of COVID-19, climate change, and the
economic reality
we are faced with. Thank you.
You've gone over your time, sorry. Do you have a seconder for that?
Yes, Chair, Councillor Andre.
Councillor Andre, second that one. Councillor Abraham, you've got an amendment.
Would
you like to put that?
Okay, I have, Chairman. If I can read it out. This Council supports the position of the Cabinet on full review of the island plan, taking into account the likely impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, and agrees with the position statement made by the Cabinet Member for Planning and Housing at the Cabinet meeting held on the 9th of July 2020, as set out below. I have been in dialogue with the senior planning officers looking at how the pandemic has impacted on the island's future for residents and businesses regarding planning. As a result, it has now been decided on the full review of the local plan to take into account some of the likely impacts. This will mean the island plan consultation proposed for November will now not take place and will be delayed to a future date. I think
Councillor
Brady has already seconded it.
Councillor Brady?
Yes, please, I'd like to second it, and I'd just like to say a few words, if I may. I do fully support the amendment, simply because Cabinet agreed last week as part of our COVID-19 response strategy and our recovery plan to do exactly this. So it makes this motion for Councillor Lee totally pointless. Councillor Abraham and the Cabinet have been discussing the island plan options throughout the pandemic prior to our decision being made on the 9th of July. I would hope that everyone supports this clear and sensible amendment on the way forward with this plan. And as Councillor Brodie said earlier, we have a third motion to get through. There aren't any debates any further. I would hope to go straight to the vote on this. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time with 14 minutes to go to discuss the third agenda item. So I'd like to hope that everyone would support the amendment, go to the vote, and move the meeting forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brady. The amendment to the motion is on your screens for you to read. It's quite clear. And Councillor Lilly, do you accept the amendment to the motion?
It's difficult because I would like to consult colleagues before I did.
So you're not accepting it?
I wish to...
Okay.
No, I will not accept it this time because I'm not in a position to consult with my island group colleagues.
So we will debate the amendment first and then vote on that, and then we will go back to the substantive motion and vote on how if it falls.
Just move to the vote, Chair.
If I can just remind members, we've only got about 15 minutes left, four motions altogether. Councillor Brodie, you wanted to speak?
Well, yes, I mean, I'm happy to move to the board if you want to do that. If you're not, I'd just like to say something. If you could tell me what you're going to do.
I'm happy to move to the vote, Chair, as well.
So we move to the vote.
Chair, can I just say something very quickly?
Yes.
I saw Councillor Lilly's motion last week. I almost immediately contacted Councillor Abraham, because I couldn't understand why we were seeking a review of the island plan. And Councillor Abraham very, very kindly pointed out to me what he'd said at Cabinet the night before when I hadn't been connected in regarding that, which explained that. And I don't understand why Councillor Lilly wasn't able to contact Councillor Abraham to get that confirmation. This is almost exactly what he's asking for. It's not that hard to assimilate to an emotion and an amendment, and I would have thought it's very straightforward. and I will vote in favour of the amendment. There will be a review because of COVID. I'm pleased at that, and I urge that we deal with it. We get the amendment accepted, and then the substantive motion, and move on. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor.
Can I come back in,
Councillor Lilly,
on that?
I think we have to cut it out, Councillor Lilly. Councillor Andre is first, please.
Sorry.
We need to bring in Councillor Andre first. Councillor Andre.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. May I just speak on this?
Yes. Yeah, would you speak, please?
Sorry, I'm waiting for advice from the Chair.
Yes, would you like to speak, please?
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to say that, just to make the point, that the local plan is not just about housing, but the amendment as it stands, I think it's sensible that we, in light of COVID, which has changed everything, and it's only in terms of the local plan, I think it's only right that we do delay. So in terms of the local plan, looking at across the piece about heritage, our environment, encompassing biosphere, the whole range that comes within the local plan, yes, I can support this amendment.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. If nobody else wants to speak, I'd like to take us to the votes. Councillor Lilly, would you like to come back?
Yes, I do. I will accept the amendment. Right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So we go to the vote. Thank you very much. Thank you. So we're voting on Councillor Abraham's motion, which is in front of you on your screens. Councillor Abraham, it's yours anyway, so you indicate you vote for it, yes? Councillor Axford?
For.
Councillor Bertie?
For.
Councillor Beston?
For.
Councillor Brading?
For.
Councillor Chapman?
Lost connection.
Councillor Churchman?
Four.
Councillor Hastings?
Four.
Councillor Henry?
Four.
Councillor Hobart?
Four.
Councillor Hollis?
Four.
Councillor Hutchinson?
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Kilpatrick? No connection. Councillor Mosdale?
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Murrell?
Four.
Councillor Atwell?
Four.
Councillor Pease?
Four.
Councillor Price?
Four.
Councillor Quirk?
Four.
Councillor Tyndall?
Four.
Councillor Ward?
Four.
Councillor Whittle?
Four.
Councillor Andre?
Four, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Downer?
Four.
Councillor Fuller?
Four.
Councillor Howe?
Four.
Councillor Medland? Councillor Medland? No connection. We come back to you. Councillor PC Wilcox?
Yes,
four. Thank you. Councillor Stevens?
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Jones Evans?
Four.
Councillor Love?
Four.
Councillor Lilly?
Four.
Councillor Brodie?
Four.
Councillor Barry?
Four.
Councillor Garrett?
Four.
Councillor Smart?
Four.
Councillor Stewart?
Four.
I'll vote four. We're going back to Councillor Medland.
I think he's lost connection, Chair.
Lost connection? Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, Charles. Yeah.
I'm back online.
You're back online. Okay. Mm-hmm. Councillor Chapman, do you vote for the motion or?
I vote for. I'm back online. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
say. Councillor Mendland has confirmed that he's lost his connection.
Councillor Kilpatrick, thank you for voting in the chat box. Thank you very much. And Councillor Mendland indicated he's voting for. He's not indicated.
He's lost his connection.
Lost connection. Thank you very much. That is unanimous, apart from Councillor Mendland, who we've lost. So that motion, the amendment to the motion, goes through.
The motion.
Thank you.
No, that's the motion.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much. That's carried.